Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In a huge vacant for-sale lot in the Seaport District, on which someday there'll be an office building, presently sits Boston's biggest pile of snow, dumped there from all over the city. 15 to 20 foot high piles, almost as far as the eye can see on the lot. A bulldozer called a Supercat is moving the stuff around, trying to make more room, as Boston Public Works Commissioner Michael Dennehy looks on.
We've put almost 150,000 cubic yards of snow here. It is near capacity.
How much snow is that? Try almost 39,000 snow forts, about 5 feet long and 3 feet high. Yet another way the kids can understand, if you turned it into 6-inch snowballs, you'd get roughly 61,933,000 of them. We visited Boston's largest snow farm to ask Dennehy how the city is keeping up.
So we're at 6 Tide Street in the Seaport District. It's where we're housing most of our snow that we're farming out.
This lot is almost full, and all the other lots where the city's been dumping are full?
Correct, yeah, or near full, near capacity. We can get truckloads in, but what we're doing now is we're trying to increase our capacity by melting some of the snow and giving us the opportunity to remove even more than the 7,500 loads we've taken off the Boston streets already.
So at this lot, snow's being dumped from all over the city?
Yes, we're farming it from as far as Hyde Park. Some of the stuff has to be moved to this part of the city.
Now, there's a bulldozer working up the hill that's, when I say hill, I mean up the snow pile, that's pushing the snow along, trying to make the piles higher to make more room.
We have two front-end loaders that are feeding it, trying to move some snow around, push it in front of him so that he continue to push the snow to that higher point on the water side of the pile.
And just arrived here, in fact, you hear it backing up right now, is a huge snow melter. Tell us about that machine and what the intention is.
The snow melter has been brought in. It melts 350 tons of material per hour. And the plan is to run it here for a good 8 hours to try to open this lot up again, because we will be doing removal for the next 4 or 5 nights.
When the melter melts the snow, where's the water go?
That runs off into a storm drain.
All right, just runs off into the storm drain and into the system out to Deer Island for treatment?
Water and sewer experts are on hand now. We tried to identify a storm drain on the site. Tough time finding that storm drain. It's underneath one of these massive piles of snow. So we've gone to Plan B, which is catch basin located out on Northern Ave.
Is there a lot of work yet to do on Boston streets to get them clear, you know, barring even more snow?
There is. I mean, the 40-plus inches, the historic amount of snow, when you have to bring a snow melter into your snow farm to continue farming, which is what we need to do, then, there's always more work to be done.
If there was no other snowfall in the next few days, or say the next week, how much longer would it take to completely clear the streets to your satisfaction?
The major thoroughfares is what we're concentrating on now, with the ability to open up some of these main drags. We're hopefully freeing up some parking spots in Boston.
The snow melter has just fired up in the background as we've been talking. There's an enormous amount of steam coming out of that thing now. It must be putting out an awful lot of heat to melt all the snow that's been dumped into that.
What you'll see is the evaporation coming out of the top, and then the water will actually stream out of the opposite side and underneath. You'll see a pretty steady river flowing. It can take as much as you feed it.
It's a hungry beast.
Yeah, it's going to need to stay hungry, unfortunately.
Michael Dennehy, Boston's interim public works commissioner, speaking with us at the city's largest snow farm in the Seaport District.